As a youth, you are in the foundational phase of your life, and it's the choices you make now that determine how your life turns out. On Youth Cruise, Joseph Dinwoke shares insights that could help you make the right choices in preparation for a great future.
Today on this episode, I'm continuing with the series titled Handling Stingy Uncles. Just in case you are listening to this and you haven't listened to the previous episode, I want to explain to you the concept we are talking about here. All of us have relations who could be of help to us in one way or the other, helping us with material resources like money, or helping us with connections, counsel, advice, recommendation, and things like that. There are times that these relations, both uncles, aunts, cousins, brothers, sisters, niece, refuse to just help us for one reason or the other. Now, what happens is that I've encountered many young persons who claim that why their lives are not making progress, why they are stagnated, why they are not succeeding is because these uncles, these relations that should help them, refuse to help them. And in this series, what I want to do is to help you understand something. How do you balance this in such that the fact that they refuse to help you or they fail to help you will not become an obstruction or obstacle in your life? How do you ensure that you still make progress even though they have refused to help? That is the focus in this series titled Handling Stingy Uncles. Now, the first thing I explained earlier was that please, you need to first recognize that you need your uncle's help. That is your relation's help. No matter how powerful, wealthy your parents are, you need help in one way or the other from them. That is what I said in the first episode. The second episode, I explained to you that sometimes your uncle fails to help you. It's not because they are wicked. It's not because they are stingy. It's either because they are incapacitated, they have their own headache to resolve. God may have withdrawn help from you. Therefore, they just find out that they can't help you. If that becomes the case, you take responsibility for your life because you are not their responsibility. Chances are also that why they have refused to help you is because you don't qualify, don't deserve to be helped. That is why in this episode, I want to show you what you can do to qualify for your uncle's help. You see, there are times that your uncle have money, they have resources, they have the things you need. They have the resources you need. They have the connection. If they give you their business card and sign on it, that is getting automatic job for you. Introduce you to their associate, that is job and contract for you. But they refuse to do that. I mean, parting with 100,000 naira is a joke. I mean, 100,000 what they used to drink with the boys. But they can't even give you 20,000 or 50,000 naira. And so you are angry. Chances are that why that is happening is because you have not qualified for your uncle's help. And that is why I want to show you, how do you qualify for your uncle's help? First thing I want you to understand is this. Your uncle is most likely to be a responsible person. If you are not responsible, he will not grow to the level where you look up to him for help. Yes, if you are not responsible, he will not be at that level where you look up to him for help. So what you need to first bear in mind is that your uncle is responsible. Him being responsible means that he doesn't just give help anyhow. He doesn't scatter his efforts recklessly. He takes his time. Yes, he takes his time. He checks, he thinks before he actually makes commitment of his resources. He thinks, he examines, he reflects before he commits his time, before he gives recommendation, because he doesn't want his name tarnished. He makes sure that where he's spending his money is worth it, because he doesn't want to waste resources. Listen, you may think he's been paid 500,000 naira every 2 days. Before he got to that level, he suffered. He endured hardship, he sacrificed a lot, and he doesn't want money made from such level to be a waste. So your uncle is not going to just give his money because you asked. He's going to give you because you understand that you actually qualify or should actually get the money. Now what you do to qualify is that you actually prove that you desire their help. Prove that you qualify to get their help. Yes. How do you do this? You start by helping yourself. When you need the help from your uncle, please come on the level that I can be helped. You know, there's a difference between carrying your problem on my head and helping you. If you don't grow up in the village, you may not understand the illustration I'm going to give up. Okay, you don't even have to grow up in the village to understand this. What we do when we go to farm is that when after harvesting yam, you want to carry it on your head with a basket. There's one big basket like that. You can't just raise it and drop on your head by yourself. So what you do is that you carry it from one end, somebody helps you carry it. The way it works is that it doesn't make sense for you to stand straight and allow me carry your own basket and drop on your head. We don't do it like that. So what you do is that while I'm trying to help you carry your basket, which is your load, your trouble, your headache, cannot mine, what you do is that you put your hand, I put my hand, we carry your load. So one of the ways to qualify to get help from your uncle is to position yourself where they can help you, is to put yourself in a position where they understand that it's just help they need to give you. So qualify to get help from them by helping yourself first. Let me illustrate what I'm saying with these examples. If you need your uncle to give you school fees, you know what you do? I mean, go to market. Look for anybody, even if it's to serve medicine. You can't serve mercy. Go to where they serve. Tell them to be washing plates for them. You wash plates for them. Make sure their cup, everything is clean. Come and serve them. They pay you 1,000 naira or 2,000 naira every day. Go home and be saving 1,000 naira or 500. Whichever amount you can save, be saving it. When you're supposed to pay 70,000 naira school fees and you have 20,000 naira, you can go to your uncle and say, "Uncle, this is what I did. I was able to get here. I started doing this. I did this. I did that. This is what I was able to get." In fact, when you can demonstrate how much effort you put to make money to get to where you are, your uncle will understand that you really committed to go to school, for instance. They will understand you really deserve to go to school. They will understand you are putting in effort about it. I say, "Uncle, I have 25,000 naira now. I need 55. I think I need 45 to make it 70. Let me tell you something. When you go to your uncle like that, he sees you have made effort. Listen, if he has the resources, he's going to help you. If he doesn't have, I am almost 100% sure he will give you enough from what he has. He will give you as much as he can spare from his own without actually putting his family in crisis. So how you qualify to get help from your uncle is to first start by helping yourself. You want your uncle to get you a job? Good. Start with getting good grades. Oh, too bad you got bad grades in school. Sorry, you got third class. It doesn't mean your life is finished. Now, here's what you can do. Go the extra mile. Acquire some skills. Go and learn. Go and develop capacity. Tell uncle, "Uncle, here's what happened. I needed a job. I performed badly in school. But here's why I am. I need help. I've done this. I've acquired this skill and this training and that training to position myself to be able to serve my clients better. Now, this is the help I need from you. Just give me this connection. Give me access to talk to this man. Once you have given me a chance to be able to talk with him, I will convince him that I can serve him." You start first by qualifying. And you qualify by positioning yourself, by starting to help yourself, by doing the basic work, by taking the first step to position yourself where your uncle will realize that, "Yes, you need my help, but you have started helping yourself. Therefore, you qualify to receive the help that is remaining from my own end." Do you understand the point I'm making here? So what you do to qualify for your uncle's help is what? Start by qualifying, by helping yourself. The next thing is that when they start giving you help, please make the most of every help you get. If they help you by first telling you, "Okay, good, I'm going to connect you to my associate. So what you are going to do is I come to my office on Monday by 8 a.m. Please be there by 6:30 a.m. "Yes, 6:30. Yes, you heard me right, 6:30. Instead of you to come 1 minute after it, please come by 6:30. When they offer to give you the help, please don't make them look silly by disappointing them. So when they give you early help of, "Okay, fine, come by 8 a.m., I will attend to you." Go there very early, don't go late. Go there, dress properly, don't dress badly. You shouldn't count on your situation to get you a job. Your uncle is most likely to be repelled from you by your nudity than the man you are trying to seduce. Your uncle doesn't care about your breasts, he has his own wife. So don't make him feel bad by dressing nude because you want to get a job. Behave yourself. Come in your best girl or best boy behavior to receive help from your uncle. So when they give you little help, use it. When they pay your school fees, do well in school. When they give you connection, deliver on the job they give you connection for. When they help you get a job, behave well in that job. If you don't have any reason to behave well because it's your uncle's integrity that is at stake. The point I've made is this. Sometimes why your uncles are not helping you is because you actually don't qualify for their help. And what you do to qualify their help is first, demonstrate that you desire their help. Come ask them for the help. Beyond asking them for the help, please, start by helping yourself. Start by doing the basic work you can do to help yourself. Demonstrate that you are seriously committed to the end result of the help they are going to give you. Begin to do something, put in effort. In fact, the bigger the effort you put, the easier it is for them to help you. I mean, if you have bills of 70,000 to pay and you have 50,000 already, I can easily part with 20,000 for God's sake. Than if you have 70,000 to pay and you want me to carry all the load by myself. It doesn't work like that. Get started, put something together on your own, collect from your father and your mother the little they can give you. See how you put money together and then go to them and say, "Please, I need your help. This is how much I have tried my best." And when you do that, when they begin to help you, please make the most of the help. I'm going to show you how to say thank you to a helpful uncle or how to help a helpful uncle. I'm going to discuss that in detail. But for now, I just want you to understand something. When they help you, please maximize every help and don't embarrass them. That way you qualify even for bigger help.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Youth Cruise. For more episodes, visit brojit.com/youth. For quick tips we share with youths every Monday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brojit World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending YC to 0810-550-4664.